The Counterterrorism and Organized Crime Investigation Branch CTOC of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, has launched a new anti-trafficking in person strategy to combat the illegal trade of humans for acts of sexual exploitation, forced labor, domestic servitude, debt bondage, and organs. Stay with us to hear more. I'm Anjui James Soyez. The Counterterrorism and Organized Crime Investigation Branch CTOC has launched a new strategy dubbed Operation Uplift in the fight against trafficking in persons. The new strategy comes on the heels of the culmination of the one-year anti-trafficking plan Operation Fix-It, aimed at identifying selective major players in the massive parlor sex trade.
It was a success, resulting in several arrests being made of key influential persons who engaged in the trade, and the closure of locations known to harbor persons who facilitate these crimes.
Head of CTOC, Senior Superintendent of Police Clifford Chambers. Under the initiative, the Anti-Trafficking in Persons Unit conducted 31 tactical policing operations from which 12 victims were identified and rescued. In addition, 6 persons were arrested and charged for human trafficking offenses, and 18 persons were arrested and charged for offenses akin to trafficking in persons, which include living off the earnings of prostitution, rape, as well as misleading and deceptive conduct.
We have made several arrests, strengthened local communities' capacity to respond effectively by raising the public awareness, and further developed proactive, reactive and investigative strategies aimed at targeting criminals who are engaged in this horrific crime.
Operation Uplift will see more technological and human capital resources made available to the Anti-Trafficking in Persons Unit, which is expected to increase productive output. SSP Chambers notes that while the focus of the unit will continue to be on the tenets of investigation, training and heightening awareness, coordinated through the proactive national task force, the approach will be different.
The investigation will be wider and expanding into asset forfeiture, better use of technology, and a broader base support for a wider cross-section of stakeholders.
Justice Minister Delroy Chuck has also pledged the support of the new administration, along with international partners, to the JCF and all other stakeholders.
The government of Jamaica is fully committed to bring this crime under control, and we will be relentless in our effort to ensure that Jamaica is no longer a transit point.
Mr. Chuck says further legislative amendments are to be pursued under the Trafficking in Persons Prevention, Suppression and Punishment Act to allow for trials for human trafficking in Jamaica to be conducted without a jury. Work is also underway to develop a comprehensive national policy. The United States Agency for International Development, USAID, has also joined the JCF in the fight against human trafficking. The agency has partnered with the University of Technology-based FIWI Jamaica project to sensitize 1,000 persons about trafficking in persons over the next year.
We strongly believe the JCF's efforts to apprehend traffickers and to get convictions will allow Jamaica to make significant progress in efforts to combat trafficking. And this is why I'd like to take this opportunity to commend the government of Jamaica as they continue to take coordinated and consistent measures to defeat trafficking.
Country Director of USAID, Denise Herbel. Ms. Herbel says the social intervention project is necessary to increase awareness about human trafficking, in addition to safeguarding and empowering the vulnerable socioeconomic groups that fall prey. One key element of the project is providing economic livelihood opportunities through entrepreneurial and empowerment programs for vulnerable women and young girls.
And these programs will provide sustainable livelihood opportunities for, at a minimum, 166 at-risk women and girls in Jamaica.
Ms. Herbel says this element is critical, having recognized that the search for gainful employment often lures women and young girls from poverty-stricken communities into prostitution and other high-risk situations that make them vulnerable to exploitation of all forms.
Trafficking in persons impacts all of us, and we must take a stand now to ensure that not more one woman or man or child becomes a victim.
Country Director of USAID, Denise Herbel.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.